Derek, 2.
There's not a policeman in sight, not a carabiniere either. No one could imagine problems with civil disobedience from a demonstration organized by people who had done nothing all their lives but work. A single town traffic cop wanders alertly through the piazza with the quick, short steps of a jackal, as if he were hungrily asking himself where all these people could have parked their cars. There's no sign of the Guinness Book of World Records streamer. Renato Secchi, the oldest and most powerful of all the industrialists of Prato, is on the far side of the piazza from the stage, holding a banner showing the coat of arms of the big fabric finishing company Santo Stefano, which is big as an airport and clean as an operating room. Only then were they aware that it was spitting rain and that the C-53 was sinking lower and lower into the mud. Fortunately, nothing was on fire, and there didn't seem to be an immediate threat of the plane exploding. No one had to use the ladder. The transport had already dipped so low, the bottom of the door was almost touching the ground. They propped Shumway against the outside of the plane. The nurses fished out a first aid kit. The women cleaned the cuts on the crew chief's neck and face, put some tape and gauze around a gash on his left knee, and gave him a shot of morphine. It isn't difficult to imagine ways to block the migrations of terrestrial animals such as wildebeest or pronghorn. A sturdy fence will do. A new village or housing development is even better. But the notion that animal migrations in the oceans can also be blocked is more difficult to fathom. People are not building in the sea the way they are building on land. But slowly, surely, and with devastating effect, they are turning the migratory routes of many marine animals into deadly obstacle courses.